You're listening to the Connecting Industry Podcast, brought to you by Resource Industry Media. You can find out more about the resource and construction industry, including how to communicate consciously with your stakeholders at resourceindustrymedia.com.au.
Welcome to the Connecting Industry Podcast, brought to you by Resource Industry Media and Connecting Industry. I'm your host, Kieran Moran. The Connecting Industry Podcast series is designed to tell the stories of the people who work in the resource and construction sector throughout Australia. It's our goal for these podcasts to not only keep you up to date with the latest resource and construction news, information and procurement opportunities, but most importantly, build relationships between you and our guests so you can connect with their stories and get a better understanding of how to communicate and tell your business story right. On this week's Connecting Industry Podcast, we have Samantha Martin, Event Director of AMEX, the people behind the WA Mining Conference and Exhibition, and the Queensland Mining and Engineering Exhibition to be held from the 19th to the 21st of July in Mackay. With over 15 years working in the event management sector, Samantha is a passionate and experienced event and marketing professional. For over 29 years, the Queensland Mining and Engineering Expo has been at the heart of the mining sector in Mackay and Central Queensland, showcasing supplier innovation and excellence. Welcome to the podcast, Samantha.
Thank you very much.
Yeah, no, thank you for joining us, because I'm sure you're extremely busy at the moment with organising the Queensland Mining and Engineering Exhibition, and of course we all know it as QME, which is a great acronym or whichever way you would like to describe it in the end. But before we do get there, tell us a little bit about yourself. I noticed within your profile and so forth, you've worked in events for a long time now.
I have. I think I've been in one form or another in events for about the last 15 years, and I've been working in the mining portfolio for about the last 10 years, which is fantastic. I've just taken on the role as the event director for our mining events, and I can't wait to make these events something special.
What gets you excited about organising events?
Oh, there's just nothing replaces that face-to-face interaction. I mean, to get on site and see the products, see it, touch it, feel it, see how it operates is just amazing. But then on the other hand, to catch up with your peers and people that you might not have seen for a few years over a cold drink or over a bucket of chips or whatever it might be. I mean, again, you can't replace that. You know, I think if COVID's taught us anything, it's video calls are fun, but nothing beats looking somebody in the eye and shaking their hand.
And besides QME, also do the, remind me of the one over in WA.
Yeah, so we've got another event called the WA Mining Conference and Exhibition, and that's a fairly new event for our portfolio. It launched in 2019, and we're coming back bigger and better than ever in 2022 with a much expanded exhibition and a high-level conference. So that's looking really promising as well.
Well, besides QME in Mackay, of course, you know, you started that one in 2019 over in WA. And then, of course, as we all know, COVID hit. So with the WA one, you just started getting going, and now you'll be able to have the second one. Are you holding that one over there for every 2 years as well?
No, that one will actually be every year. It's going to be a very technologically focused event and really looking at, I guess, the technologies that are taking place now that are shaping the industry, but more so what's coming on in the next kind of 5 to 10 years and how the industry is evolving, because it's happening at such a rapid rate that we really wanted to position the event to really focus on that digital innovation that's kind of sweeping the industry by storm at the moment.
Okay, so we go back to Queensland. QME haven't held it since 2018, and I think I actually attended that one myself, which was a great event at that time. And so what's it like to, you know, coming back after, well, what are we now, 3 years, 3 to 4 years?
4 years, yeah. Hmm. I mean, the response to this event has been overwhelming. We've actually been sold out from the exhibition for about the last month, which we haven't done since, I guess, the boom time. Back in 2010, we're 40% larger than what we were in 2018, and we've got over 280 brands confirmed on the floor plan, and we've got the big hitters. We've got, you know, Komatsu, Hastings Deering, Epiroc, ABB. They're all there, and they're all bringing some pretty impressive equipment. So I can't wait to get up there and see the big things again. It's been a while.
Yeah, there is. And I remember when you do go outside of the pavilion and so forth, and you've got the big mining equipment filling up a lot of space out the side and around the back and around the front and everywhere in the end. But for those that don't know, so for over 29 years, the Queensland Mining and Engineering Expo, QME, has been at the heart of the mining sector, not just in Mackay, that's where it's based, but it's actually probably across Queensland, central Queensland especially as well, and northern Queensland. So they're returning to the Mackay Showgrounds, as we've just discussed, from the 19th to the 21st of July, so only just over a month away or so. And it's billed as the ultimate showcase of supply innovation and excellence, and will illustrate the world-class capabilities of the Mackay and the broader central Queensland region within the sector. So, of course, most people do know, I myself, we're based in Gladstone, and work in the resource and construction sector. It's one of the main areas for Queensland, central Queensland, up into north Queensland, but of course Mackay and so forth as well. That's where a lot of the engineering and so forth companies are based. So, okay, give us a rundown. Sell it to me.
Why should you come? I mean, the fact that you can see, you know, over 280 suppliers in you know, one concise floor plan is pretty impressive, but you know, we've complemented it this year with honestly one of the best seminar series that we've ever put together. And these are free to attend seminar series that you can walk in and out of. It's sponsored by Komatsu. You'll hear from industry heavyweights talking about where the sector is now, where it's going in the future. Exponential technology is a huge focus of this event. So is workforce. We've got seven of the industry's leading mining companies exhibiting at the event. So if you are in the industry, looking to get into the industry, it's a great opportunity to come and have a chat to them, talk about their recruitment initiatives, their, you know, what they're doing within the sector. You know, we've got companies, you know, Anglo American, BHP, BMA, Glencore, Whitehaven, Multicom Resources, Bravis, they're all there and they want to engage with you. And then we've complemented all this. If that wasn't enough, we've got, you know, workshops happening off-site at the Resource Centre of Excellence, which is one of the most impressive centres I think I've ever seen. Their training facilities there are second to none. They're running breakfast workshops every day of the event. And then to top that off, the Queensland Mining Awards is happening on the Wednesday evening, and that's taking place in conjunction with the QRC. This is, you know, the who's who of mining companies and suppliers will be there to celebrate the excellence of the sector. So honestly, there is so much happening through the 3 days of the event. If you're coming, please register online. And if you need accommodation, I would strongly suggest you get online and look at that now, because it is booking up quickly. The demand for this event is nothing I've seen in the 10 years that I've worked on the events, and that's saying something from the boom time.
Okay, let's take your advertising hat off. To that point, that was the spiel, everyone. And I think you've been saying that for quite a while, Sam. And when you do it well, so well done in that respect. But you did start off there with a specific seminar series. Now, of course, the industry has been changing, especially within the technology innovation sector and automation as well. But give us a reason why, and I suspect that, you know, it was some of the word that you did hear from the industry itself, but why you've moved in having a seminar series?
Yeah, look, it's to add value to the visitors that are coming to the event. Look, we're all time poor individuals, and sometimes, you know, exhibitions in general, and it doesn't matter what sector you're kind of looking in, they kind of fall into the category of, or it's it would be nice to get there, but work's too busy. So we just wanted to make sure that we were providing the industry with as many benefits and as many takeaways as they possibly can, to make sure that they're coming off site, they're coming out of the office and coming to the event. And we found it works extremely well on a number of our other events. And it's just a great opportunity to again, hear from people that you haven't been able to see face to face. You might have, you know, heard them on the radio or read a paper or seen something online from them. And now this is a chance to actually hear them and see them in person, ask questions and really pick their brains on where they think their particular topic or thing is going. And I think it's a really great value add to the visitors to the event.
One of the things I do find at a lot of events, as a lot of people know, we've organised a lot of events, not as big as this one over the time, but at the same time, what would your advice be to people that do attend? Now, of course, there's a lot of exhibitors and so forth, and we'll get onto the exhibitors in a minute. So you've got from the small to big and large companies as well, from small booths right to mega booths, basically, in the end. But at the same time, you know, you've got the individuals that come along or the companies that come along, and a lot of them will walk walk around, they will have a chat. What's your advice in relation to one of the failings I've seen from a lot of people that attend these? They might go there, they might get some contacts. They fail, a lot of them, to follow up. They fail to work on those contacts. And also, even at the event, they fail to have the real conversations. What would your advice be to be able to achieve that for some of the attendees?
Yeah, look, I guess it's about planning your time. I think when you have a floor plan the size of QME, it's easy to get distracted and it's easy to get overwhelmed when you get on site. With so many brands representing, I'd do your research. I'd have a look at their supplier list, which is online. I'd plan your trip and I'd plan it out and say, right, these are the top five companies that I really want to speak with, and make a plan. And I'd also look at the content schedule, make sure you're, you know, leaving time for that, because again, what can happen is you can get weighed up in a conversation and, you know, miss some of the things that you really wanted to get out of your time at the event. And then following up, I mean, you know, you're there, you know, this is a trade event, this is a, you know, business to business event, you know, companies are exhibiting to make contacts, and if they grab your details, hopefully all going well, they do the right thing and contact you after the event to follow up and really start that line of communication post event. But it's really about making sure that, again, you follow up the contacts that you make, you build those relationships, because you never know where they might take you.
Now, we will also have have listeners who are they're exhibiting as well, and we'll have some exhibition spaces there at the QME. So what advice, like one of the things that I found quite entertaining sometimes, but not entertaining, but disappointing more to the point is sometimes you'll be walking through and many of those exhibitors are sitting in their chairs, playing on their phones, not up there, not trying to, you know, attract the attention. A lot of them do, so do not get me wrong, a lot of them do, but there's quite a few people that in some ways you feel like that you could actually create a business in how to show people how to exhibit their products, talk to people, and also attract people to their stall. Any advice you got there?
Yeah, look, you're not wrong. There will always be an element of those businesses that don't take the opportunities that are given to them on site. We do a lot of prep work with them in the lead up, especially, you know, we've got a number of new exhibitors that have never exhibited at our event. So we really walk them through the processes on how best to utilize their experience and their time at the event. But at the end of the day, it's about training the staff that you have on your booth, because again, what can happen is the head office might book it because, you know, they know it's a great opportunity, but if they don't send the right people to man the stands, then that can be for nothing. So I guess it's really about engaging about what your objectives are from a company level to the people that are going to be working your stand to make sure you do get the ROI. And again, we have a number of staff on site that are there to help and, you know, answer questions and really help you maximize, you know, your booth setup and how, you know, traffic flow works and all those things pre-event. So, you know, it's again, utilizing the resources and help that's there for you to make sure that you get the best experience possible.
Now, you mentioned as well, and that's very good advice, I'll actually say, in that respect, and you are spot on there, where companies will send people and sometimes they just may not be the right people to get there, and it can be a waste of money in the end. And, you know, so if you are a company, you are sending people there, make sure you follow up with that staff and check what the, you know, ROI is in the end, and to see if you did get value. And it may not be QME, the people are certainly going to be there, so it's the staff that need to be able to attract those clients, or at least have some real conversations and create those relationships. So you mentioned earlier in relation to the Resources Centre of Excellence, which I think has been going for roughly around about 12 months in Mackay. And it's a new centre, research, technology, education within the METS sector, of course, and that is Mackay, the METS sector, renowned around Australia and the world within the METS sector. And you are holding some breakfast sessions and so forth. But before we get there, when you first worked in the door, what did you think?
Oh, I loved it. Have you been?
No, I haven't, unfortunately. I will be in, I think, about 2 weeks' time. Yeah.
I hope you get into the underground simulation that they've got there. Honestly, I've been underground in a coal mine. I've been to a longwall mine. I've been to Borden Pillar mines. And I walked in there and it was the most surreal experience I think I've ever had. Don't get me wrong, it's a lot drier and it's a lot cleaner than it is in a coal mine.
Is it aircon?
It is aircon. The sensory overload that you get in there it really feels like you're underground in a coal mine. And what they're doing, that the training facilities that they're using for those people coming in to the sector that are new, you know, they're running their briefing sessions for 8 hours a day, literally in underground conditions, to get them acclimatized to what they're doing. It's honestly the most impressive training facility I have seen in the country. And I am so proud that it's in Mackay, and I'm so pleased that they've partnered with us for QME, and we can showcase this facility off to a much bigger group of people. I mean, it is unbelievable. So when you get there in a couple of weeks, make sure you get into that underground simulator. It is so impressive.
Yes, no, I used to live in Mackay, so I would definitely, things have changed. I think last time I was there was 16, so, and a lot of stuff was going on there, but a lot of things have changed, and it was definitely changing then. It was just when Adani, now Bravus Resources, of course, decided to go ahead when I left about 6 months later, and you went from a very depressed market to a very excited market, and now it's actually a thriving market in that respect. So it's interesting to watch the whole change, and of course that always and does come down all the way down the coast, and especially down to Gladstone as well, with that positiveness that has happened over the last few years. So you mentioned, of course, with the Resources Centre of Excellence, your partnerships. And, of course, you've got a partnership with the Bowen Basin Mining Club, who are doing the Queensland Mining Awards, and a number of others. How important is it for QME to create, and because everyone does this in the end, it's all about connecting with people and relationships, but in partnering with them. How important is it for QME to have these partners on board for this event?
Look, we can't do it alone. I mean, events are, you know, challenging and fulfilling, but again, we are the voice of an industry, and we can't know everything about that industry. So these partnerships are vital in, you know, shaping the event that it looks like, you know, what QME looks like today, and how the event will shape and evolve and address the changing needs of the sector in the future. And, you know, a lot of the partners that we have, you know, work extremely closely with the industry and service the sector in such amazing ways. And again, if we can work together collaboratively on a QME and on initiatives in between the years that QME run, then that just strengthens our offering to the industry as a whole.
Okay, so you've been doing, you've been involved with, it's RX Global, the business that you do work for, that has putting on QME and so forth and organising it. Now, you started off yourself as a marketing and industry liaison manager for RX Global, exhibition manager mining, and now the event director. Now, in that period, you know, especially with COVID, we've seen events changed massively. But what have you seen in relation to the mining sector and the changes there that have gone on?
Honestly, when I first started, you know, 10 years ago, speaking directly with the mining companies was challenging. You know, they were very closed door approach. They didn't really want to make too many, you know, talk about themselves too much. They didn't want to engage too much with the sector. And that has changed completely. They are so engaged with us pre-event. They working with us to get the most out of their time at the events, making sure that their staff get you know, the ROI from being offsite or being out of the office. And they really understand that, you know, they represent, you know, the industry as well, and they need to engage face to face, talk about the amazing initiatives that they're doing within the communities. And, you know, QME is a great way to do that. So I've been so amazed and so impressed at how much the industry has changed over the last 10 years. And I think it's only going to keep evolving, and I can't wait to see where it goes over the next kind of, you know, 5 years.
It will be interesting, especially with the climate at the moment and the way things are changing within the industry, especially mining. And, you know, mining is, you know, we have to do more mining in relation to critical minerals and so forth. But, of course, the pressure on coal at the moment, thermal coal predominantly, and what's going on there, not just in Australia but worldwide. So it will be interesting. And then, of course, we've got the innovations that are happening, so autonomous drivers and so forth like that. So, you know, a lot of things are changing, and the whole point is to move with it. One of the things with you were saying there about the communication, you're spot on there. I think 10 years ago it was sort of numb for a lot of mining companies. A lot of them did not want to be spoken to, did not want to go out there. A lot of them are a little bit afraid at the moment, especially within the coal industry. But I think they've learned, especially what I've noticed over the last 5 years, is that communication and engagement, especially with the community, around them to where they're based has grown significantly, but then also their communication with the supply chain and working with the supply chain, and especially looking for more of local content. Is that what a lot of them are looking for? That so not every of the companies that are at QME are based in the Mackay region, but what do you think they're looking for from the supply chain?
Oh, look, it's very varied. Some of the mining companies definitely have really impressive, you know, local buyer engagement, and that's an initiative that they really want to push and really want to, you know, expand their networks and contacts in that space. From the other point of view, they also want to know about what they don't know about. You know, the mining companies haven't been able to get face-to-face with new products and new companies in great detail over the last 2 years because of COVID. And events like QME provide that opportunity. I mean, I've heard so many stories from my contacts in the industry where they'll, you know, come to me and say, oh, I saw company X at QME, and it will be 2 years later that they'll say, we just signed a multi-million dollar deal with that company, and it's going to save us millions of dollars in production costs. So, you know, it is a great opportunity to discover the things that they don't know about, and I think that there's nothing that can replace events in that space.
No, there certainly isn't. It's a fantastic event. And as you said earlier as well, Queensland Mining Awards, which if I've got right, is that towards the end or the last night or the last day of QME?
No, it's the middle night. It's Wednesday night, on the 20th.
Okay, yeah, it always is, isn't it, on the Wednesday? So, okay then, and of course everyone's patting themselves on the back, but how important is it to have? You've been doing it for a while now, and Jody from the Bowen Basin Mining Club is the partner there in putting on the Queensland Mining Awards and so forth. So how important is it to have those awards in there? Like, you know, so in some respects, you know, it's a junket or a drink fest, you know, with a lot of the stuff that's going around. And we do not recommend that. You've got to be out there and you've got to be completely on the ball if you do want to represent your company properly at these sort of events. But how important is it to have something like the Queensland Mining Awards on board and also during QME?
Look, it again, it just adds such a great calendar and suite of events throughout the week of QME. I mean, you know, QME is you know, has always kind of held those dates, and they're 3 days of value that people would get out of it. But having, you know, events like the Queensland Mining Awards, again, just adds that value to the people that are travelling from Brisbane or from further afield to Mackay for that for those dates. So I think, again, that this the celebration of the industry, what better way to do that than, you know, alongside, you know, the largest regional event in Australia. And I think, again, to hear keynote speakers, whether that be ministers or, you know, CEOs of mining companies, talk about how passionate they are about the sector, and then being able to go the next day or having been the day before and seeing the product and speaking to people face to face, again, it just culminates into such a great week of mining celebration. And I think that that's what we need to do as an industry. We really need to celebrate the wonderful things that mining affords us in our lives and highlight just how critical it is, not only from an energy space, but as you mentioned before, the critical minerals space, and what we need to do and how, if we're going to expand into more renewable energy, how vital mining is for that to take place.
Yes, as I've been saying for a long time, it's not going to be the politicians that make a lot of this happen. It's actually going to be the industry, especially within the renewable sector. They're the ones that's going to make it, so you've got to have faith in the industry, and that's all of the industry. It can be quite interesting, some of the comments that are out there. And of course, people who are listening, we've discussed it a bit over the time, and we've had renewable energy projects through to coal projects as well. So, but anyway, I think I would say that if you haven't already, you would know. Most people would know whether they're going or not, because, of course, it's only a month or so out, and most people would sort of know if they are going. But for those that don't, and now that they do from listening to you today on the podcast and they think that they should visit, how would they be able to do that?
It's really easy. All you need to do is jump online to our website, which is qmeexpo.com.au. You'll see the exhibitor lists up there. You'll see the seminar schedule, and you'll see a lovely, great big button on the top right-hand corner that says "Register Now." And that's how you do it. Click on that button. Your exhibitor badge, your visitor badge will be sent directly to you on email once you've confirmed, and that'll make your journey on the day when you arrive much much quicker.
Now, hopefully you will find accommodation. I remember when I was looking up there, it does get booked out, so get onto it as soon as possible. Sorry, 19th to the 21st of July. Bring a tent if you can't get onto it as well. The showgrounds are just off the side. Maybe the council will let you, but I doubt it very much. But, of course, there's a number of caravan parks where you might be able to do that. But there is a lot of good and great accommodation up in Mackay. So as I just said, QME, the Queensland Mining and Engineering Exhibition at the Mackay Showgrounds, and that's on the 19th to the 21st of July. Thank you very much for joining us, Sam, and well done on everything. And we certainly hope you have a fantastic event and you manage to have a break afterwards, hopefully.
Not too much of a break, but I hope you're all going to be up there. And if you do, make sure you reach out and we can grab a coffee.
Great. That's excellent. Thank you, Sam. Thanks for joining us.
No worries.
You've been listening to the Connecting Industry Podcast interview series with Kira Moran from Resource Industry Media. To find out more about the resource and construction industry, including past podcasts, news and events, go to resourceindustrymedia.com.au.